You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
And it is 11:30 on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise. Luke Mead here at the helm on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Coming up in the next hour and a half, the usual ball of earwax, but we got some new stuff for you. Namely, a nice little package arrived at my door yesterday featuring six DVDs of the entire anthology of my favorite filmmaker, Alejandro Jodorowsky. And yeah, I'm sure any of you like your film weird or psychedelic, you'll know who I'm talking about. And if you don't, go to your finer video stores. The cool thing about this box set, though, is it features two soundtracks, El Topo, my favorite film, and also another one of Jodorowsky's films, The Holy Mountain. The soundtrack for that has never commercially been released, and I've got it in my hot little hands here. We're going to hear some of that a little bit later in the show. We'll start the set off with today. You know, God bless YouTube. It's not a plug or a commercialization. I'm just saying that they do have stuff that you wouldn't normally find out there. And yesterday I came across a wonderful BBC Four documentary on space rock pioneers Hawkwind. And a lot of information I did not know about this wonderful band. And so that's what we're going to start off with today. We're going to get into a little bit of spaciness. So smoke them if you got them. This is Hawkwind on CITR.
I thought of the sea and a white yacht drifting. In the ninth second of forever, I thought of a leaf, a stone, the plastic fragment of a child's toy. In the eighth second of forever, I remembered a warm room where voices played. In the seventh second of forever, I thought of a life I would not lead. In the sixth second of forever, I saw your mouth whispering something I could not hear. In the fifth second of forever, I thought of the vermilion deserts of Mars, the jeweled forests of Venus. In the fourth second of forever, I could remember nothing that I did not love. In the third second of forever, I thought of rain against a window, I thought of the wind. In the second second of forever, I thought of the pair of broken shades lying on the tarmac. The first and final second of forever, I thought of the long past that had led to now. And never, never.
Thank you.
some proto-metal to start your afternoon off right. That is the fucking Champs off of their newest one, Six. And yes, it is their sixth album. And out to you on Drag City Records, title track being That Crystal Behind You, Are You Channeling? Yes, indeedy. Fucking Champs, haven't been to our city in a while. They are a blast live. Don't miss them. I think they've only been to Vancouver once. But yeah, they play 9-string guitars and they are just a riot if you like your bedroom. Kind of your geeky Dungeons & Dragons bedroom instrumental metal. There you go. Before that, there was a connection there. Crime Inquire, the band before that was called. And featuring Tim Soat, same drummer from the fucking Champs. Their newest one, Trumpery Meter, out on, I believe, that's out on Gold Standard Laboratories, GSL. That track was called Land of Sherry Wine and Spanish Horses. Very good kind of Kim Crimson-y prog there. And then we started you off there with, holy cow, there are some live albums out there that can just be a live release, but this one is more of a live experience. I'm talking about Space Ritual by Hawkwind. And yeah, Hawkwind at their finest, 1973, when they really, really branched out into the supremely drug-addled void that they went in. 10 Seconds of Tomorrow and Brainstorm, the two tracks you heard there. Well, top of the noon to you. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is A Noise, and my name's Luke. We're going to get into some soundtrack territory now. Like I said, the Alejandro Jodorowsky box set arrived at my house yesterday, and that's all I've been doing for the last 18 or so hours is just watching the commentary of all of his films. And I recommend it. If you like your film weird, check this out. And for the very first time, the Holy Mountain soundtrack has been commercially released. And a few things surfing around on the web that I did not know, and boy, did this blow my mind, is who helped actually write the Holy Mountain soundtrack with Alejandro Jodorowsky is some serious heavy hitters, including free jazz trumpeter Don Cherry. And I'm not talking about the big fat white guy who talks about hockey. I'm talking about the African-American gentleman who was an essential part of the Ornette Coleman quartet back in the free jazz swinging 50s. And also featured, though, which is really bizarre information, was Ron Frangipane, the keyboardist from the Archies, was involved in the soundtrack writing process of this. So we're going to hear a few tracks off of this. And for the very first time, prick up your ears, this is the soundtrack to The Holy Mountain by Alejandro Jodorowsky on CITR.
Thank you.
Alejandro Jodorowsky off of the brand new digitally remastered Holy Mountain soundtrack and available to the general public for the first time in its 33 years of existence, and well worth the wait there. And speaking of well worth the wait, coming up in the next set, we have the new Throbbing Gristle here, their first studio album out in the last 23 years, and Sigh, they're playing at the Tate Gallery on Saturday, and it's sold out, and, well, it's in London, UK as well, so, I mean, no chance of me just packing up and going, but, yeah, that would be fun, wouldn't it? And also, we're going to start off with some Canadian content in the noise department. This lovely little label out of Nova Scotia, Divorce Records, have been delivering CITR and other campus community stations, I'm sure, their fine quality version of Abrasion. And Torso is the name of this artist, better known as Sandy Saunders is the real name. And this is a great split CD with Unicorn, which is the solo work of Bill Nelson. He's better known as Bastard Noise. I've played a lot of his stuff in the past. And this track we're going to hear is entitled As Our Blood Turns Black.
Let me show you around. That's my lab table, and this is my work stool. And over there is my intergalactic spaceship.
Zoom a little, zoom in a rocket ship. Off we go on a trip. Heading for the moon at a rocket clip. We're gonna zoom, zoom, rocket. Zoom a little, zoom, now we're almost free from the Earth's gravity. Zoom into the moon at terrific speed, because there is no friction.
It's about that rip in space-time that you saw.
I call it a Hawking hole.
No fair! I saw it first!
Who is a Journal of Quantum Physics going to believe?
Zoom a little zoom on the My Science Project rocket ship, piloted by your hosts, Anne and Julia.
We navigate eccentric, underexposed, always relevant and plainly cool scientific research and technology.
On every other Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m., tune in
to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Zoom a little zoom in a rocket ship. Home we go on a trip. Coming back to Earth at a rocket clip. We're gonna zoom, zoom, rocket.
I've got no option but to sell you all for scientific experiments.
Yes, one of the many quality programs we have here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM, which you're listening to. You knew that already, though, didn't you? Let's go through the set we heard there. We started off with some, like I said, some Halifaxian abrasiveness. Torso, they're entitled. And so they just got a brand new album out, Split, with an artist called Unicorn. That was Our Blood Turns Black. And then we had the masters and the inventors of the genre, Throbbing Gristle, there. Their newest album, Part 2. Track was called Liar Liar off of that. Stay tuned at 1 o'clock. We've got some uninterrupted jams for you. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now with Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio A Go Go with Mr. Frank Rumbletone. 5 o'clock, Rachel's Song, part of the Necessary Voices lecture series hosted by Mr. Thomas Hicks. 6:30 this week is Sam Squatch's Hideaway with Anita B. And then 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. And then 11 o'clock, Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. Yes, indeed. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot Juicebox at 10. Sorry, Vancouver's best sexual health show. And then 11 o'clock, Hans Klaus. There you go. Coming up in the next set. Is there any Boredoms fans out there? I'm sure there are. The Boredoms are coming to Canada. They are not coming to Vancouver, but they're coming close by. And if you have a set of wheels, you might want to trek out to Calgary at the end of June for the Sled Island Festival. You can check that out on the web at www.sledisland.com. And a lot of good bands coming to Calgary. It's a four-day fest featuring Spoon, Cat Power, Eric Buckman, Destroyer, and the Boredoms. And the Boredoms are playing at The Warehouse, one of my favorite old haunts back when I lived in Calgary in the 90s. And they always, always entertain. So here's some Boredoms in this next set. But the first thing we're going to hear is one of the most underrated bands out there, all the way back to the late 70s. This is Nova Feedback by Chrome. We'll be right back.
Are you radioactive? From June 11th to 16th this year, hundreds of radio files will descend on Vancouver for the 2007 National Campus and Community Radio Conference, presented by Vancouver's very own CITR Radio. Featuring over 50 workshops covering everything from podcasting and turntablism to documentary production, and taught by CBC personalities and nationally known campus and community radio producers, this conference has something for everyone. Plus, every night, delegates are treated to our concert series, including bands like the No Luck Club, the Evaporators, the Choir Practice, the Beelines, and many more. Check out www.citr.ca/conference for more info. See you in June.
Yes, indeed. Big week for college radio stations across the country. They descend on our fair city this year, June 11th to the 16th, the NCRC. Yes, indeed. Check it out, the website, if you're interested. Last set, like I said, you heard some Chrome there off of Alien Soundtracks with Nova Feedback. And the Boredoms, who are re-releasing their entire Super Roots series, five discs, brought to you by the fine people at Vice Magazine. And that was, the track was simply called Two. Well, we're just going to about wrap it up here, and we're going to wrap it up like we do for the last 18 weeks now. This is the Best of the Nurse with Wound list. And like I say every week, yes, Nurse with Wound's very first album contained a list of 300 bands that, all the way back in 1980, that had record scoundrels and scroungers alike all trying to find some of the most obscure music on this planet. And today is no exception. This one's kind of accessible, though, because it's one of my favorites, and we happen to have it in the library here. I was really happy to see this make the list. You're going to hear The Residents, Third Reich and Roll, and that'll just about do it for me. And remember, until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
Jeder kommt her und klatscht. Ja, gut. Ich sing meinen Song, wenn du hörst den Gong. Wenn tanzt in den Twist, bist du mehr der Best.
Da 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 Thank you. Durst?
He's like Iggy.
You are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3